Self-Funded Health Plans as a Trend in Group Healthcare, recorded by Stephanie Greaves for Management 4610 at California State University, Stanislaus. As a human resource professional, healthcare will be a large part of what you or your department manages. One of the current trends in healthcare is prevention. For example, many companies give incentives to employees who voluntarily participate in wellness programs in which risk factors such as cholesterol and blood pressure are monitored, and in turn, the employees receive healthcare premium reductions for maintaining or staying below certain levels. Another program employers are implementing are health club memberships. Employers make gym memberships available to employees at a discounted rate and then monitor their usage. If the employees utilize the gym a specific number of times throughout the year, as predetermined by the company, the employee is reimbursed the cost of the membership for that year. Incentives and programs such as these are aimed at gaining a healthier workforce, one that is more productive both mentally and physically. As the employees become healthier, usage of the health insurance plan itself trends downwards. This, coupled with the self-funded insurance plan, can greatly reduce employers' costs in the healthcare arena. Self-funded health insurance plans are becoming more prevalent in both small and large employer groups. There are different ways to run a self-funded healthcare plan, but today we will look at two variations. In the first scenario, the employer purchases a major medical-only plan for its employees. This plan will cover hospital visits and any major surgeries or other types of services that a hospital would specifically provide. Other services, such as routine office visits or lab work, are then paid for by the employer, hence the term self-funded. Typically, a third-party provider will pay the bills and track all expenses associated with the self-funded portion and provide the employer with monthly statements as well as bills to replenish the funds they hold in order to pay the employees' bills. The cost savings with this plan can be highly beneficial to the company. Rather than pay high premiums for a traditional medical plan, the company pays low premiums for a major medical plan and then only pays for those services actually used in regards to office visits. We all know there are employees who never utilize the doctor, yet we continue to pay high premiums for them and or their families. This plan eliminates that issue. If they don't go to the doctor, you don't pay for them. The third-party provider will typically charge a monthly fee for each employee it is paying claims on, but the fees only range from about $25 to $45 per month per employee, well below traditional premium rates. The second scenario is similar to the first, but focuses on a high-deductible plan rather than a major medical-only plan. In this situation, the company purchases a traditional plan for the employees, but greatly reduces the premium rates by adding a high deductible to the plan, typically in the range of $2,000 to $4,000. In a traditional sense, this means that the employee would have to pay for this high deductible before benefits would kick in. In the self-funded program, the employer pays for office visits, labs, and other such services, while the employee is in the high deductible phase of the plan. This provides the same benefits as the plan discussed just a moment ago. Employers pay a reduced premium for the employees and don't pay for those who don't utilize the insurance. Again, this plan can be a great cost-saving measure for the employer. As with any plan, there are advantages and disadvantages to the self-funded plan. A company for which I formerly managed healthcare for converted to a self-funded plan and saved just under $30,000 in the first year alone. With this savings, they eliminated any premium cost to the family and added dependent coverage, also paid for in full by the company. The cost savings is one obvious advantage to the self-funded plan. One disadvantage to the plan is that it requires more work by both the employee and the employer. In the case of the high deductible version of the self-funded plan, the employee is responsible for turning in the explanation of benefits that is sent to them by the carrier so that it can be submitted for payment by the third-party administrator. In the first example, wherein the company funds any offices and lab work, the employee has a separate insurance card to show at the doctor's office, separate from that of the major medical insurance card. At times, either the employee will forget to bring the explanation of benefits in, or the employee provides the doctor with the wrong insurance card and the billing is not completed correctly, or the employee receives a late notice because the doctor has not been paid. In these instances, a self-funded plan can prove somewhat burdensome to HR professionals managing healthcare. When considering a self-funded plan, it is important to analyze how the plan will be managed. For example, who in the office will handle employee questions? It is almost 100% guaranteed that at the initial time of conversion to a self-funded plan, there will be a tremendous amount of questions from the employees. In order to be successful with this plan, it is crucial to have someone extremely knowledgeable on staff to answer questions. Consider waiting to adopt this plan until someone has been fully trained on how the plan itself operates. Secondly, make sure to do a fair amount of research on third-party administrators. From experience, I can say that a good third-party administrator can make all the difference. Once converted to a self-funded plan, utilize the resources provided by the third-party administrator, such as on-site meetings with employees, to help lighten the load of the human resource department. Lastly, it is important to decide who will be responsible for processing the explanations of benefits to the third-party administrator for payment. Some carriers, for an additional fee, will send the explanations of benefits directly to your TPA for processing. If your group is small and reducing costs is your ultimate goal, either the employees themselves or a member of the HR department can be responsible for the explanations of benefits. If the company retains that responsibility, it is always important to let the employee know that they have the right and ability to submit their explanations of benefits directly to the third-party administrator in order to protect their privacy. Another way a company can reduce healthcare premium costs is to self-insure a portion of the prescription costs. Similar to the high deductible plan, employers can opt to have a high deductible prescription plan and self-fund a predetermined amount of prescriptions. Between $250 and $500 is typical, in order to reduce the cost of the plan and only pay for those actually utilizing the coverage. The important factor to remember with a self-funded plan is that the company always knows what its potential exposure will be. For example, if a company has 10 employees and pays $250 per month per employee in premiums and third-party administrator charges for the high deductible plan, and then self-funds the first $2,000 in benefits, its potential out-of-pocket maximum for the year is $30,000 in premiums and an additional $20,000 in benefits. This brings a total for the year of $50,000 for those 10 employees. Now to compare, say the same company contracts for a traditional medical plan and pays an average of $550 per employee in premiums per month. Straight premium costs alone will total $66,000 per year. The self-funded plan presents an automatic savings of $16,000, and that is assuming all 10 employees max out their $2,000 yearly deductible, which is highly unlikely. Initially, human resources will spend more time on this self-funded plan than on a traditional plan. However, once the plan is in place and the employees understand their role, the maintenance of the plan becomes minimal. A self-funded plan is not for everyone. Those who want to pay a monthly premium and not worry about the plan until the next bill would find the processing of the explanations of benefits or the carrying of two cards an inconvenience. However, for business owners looking to cut costs or expand their benefits for their employees and their families, the decision is more than obvious. A self-funded plan saves money. If you're interested in a self-funded plan, you can obtain more information from your insurance broker today. Thank you for tuning in.